Ladies and gentlemen, now taking the pill are your Visalia Rawhide. In right field, Brett Johnson. In center field, Alvin Guzman. In left field, Luis Rubio. At first base, Sergio Gutierrez. At second base, Andrew Pintar. The shortstop, Juan Cornejo. At third base, Ronnie Polanco. Behind the plate, pitching Christian Serna. And today's starting pitcher, Brock Jones. Your Visalia Rawhide. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to honor America and for those who can rise and stand. Time now for the presentation of colors. Today will be presented by Cub Scout Pack 1920. This is California's first all-girls Cub Scout Pack and is sponsored by Visalia Breakfast Rotary. The pack is for girls grades K through fourth grade. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America. To sing the Star Spangled Banner, Kendall Smith. Kendall Smith singing the national anthem. Great job, Kendall. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing as your color guard leaves the playing field. Thank you, Zakoy Krushek. Thank you, Cub Scout Pack 1920.
Good afternoon and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Rawhide trail the series 3-2. The Quakes have an opportunity to win the series with the win today. Meanwhile, the Rawhide are trying to split the series with a win this afternoon. On the mound for the Rawhide is Brock Jones. He did pitch in game one of this series. And here is the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And he'll be facing, leading off as the shortstop, number 16, Ryan Doncon. Batting second in center field, number 9, Chris Newell. Batting third at third base, number 23, Kyle Nevin. In the cleanup spot, it's the designated hitter, number 8, Tyrone Lorenzo. Batting fifth in right field, number 22, Juan Alonso. Batting sixth in left field, number 6, Nick Bittison. Batting seventh behind the plate, number 34, Jorge Puerta. Batting eighth at first base for the Quakes, number 5, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth for Rancho at second base, number 25, Kenneth Betancourt. On the mound for the Quakes is Juan Murillo. It'll be more like an opener. It's not exactly a true starter where he'll be throwing 3-plus innings or 4-plus innings. He's on the mound because Luis Valdez was placed on the injured list yesterday. And so they need Murillo to come in and pitch maybe one or two innings to start off the game, and then they'll go to the bullpen for the rest of the day. We are almost ready for first pitch, slated for 12:05. It's currently 12:07 local time in Visalia. Brock Jones, left-handed pitcher on the mound. And he is facing Ryan Doncon. And here is the first pitch of the day. It's a strike on the low outside corner. First pitch at 12:07 at 66 degrees, according to my weather app. The pitch misses low. Catching for Jones today is Christian Cerda. Southpaw delivers. The pitch is fouled off. Third baseman for the Rawhide is Ronnie Polanco. The shortstop is Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Andrew Pintar. And at first base, it's Sergio Gutierrez. The 1-2. Hard ground ball, but foul down the third base side. In left field for the Hide is Luis Rubio. In center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right field, Brett Johnson. Jones kicks. The pitch misses high. Count is even at 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Doncon goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. A great start for the southpaw, Brock Jones. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust. Now here's Chris Newell batting from the left side, a left versus left matchup. One away, nobody on in the top of the first inning. First pitch misses high. Infield, shading to the right. Outfield a little bit to the left as that pitch is a strike. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And on the bases, Andrew Schrock. Jones delivers, swung on, foul down the first base side. Again, beautiful day here in Visalia. Just a little bit of wind, the flag out in right field, just barely moving. I wouldn't even call it blowing or waving in the wind. It's slightly moving, really, a little bit towards left field. Light clouds in the sky. Again, beautiful day here in Visalia. The 1-2, cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Back-to-back K's for Brock Jones to start off the day.
Strike down started by Pine Hill Pizzeria on center. Downtown, Haley turns the plate. Third base one. Number 23, Kyle Nevin.
Here comes Kyle Nevin batting from the right side. He's the third baseman again today for the Quakes. Again, Jones, the southpaw from Washington, having a great start. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Jones, no wins or losses. This is his second start of the season. He actually started in game one against the Quakes. He has a 4.50 ERA. Pitch just misses inside. He threw four innings against the Quakes in game one, gave up two earned runs off of three hits, did not walk anyone. And he struck out four. That pitch just misses again. I think it's inside. And Jones's first outing, really those three hits were given up in the first inning. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. When I saw him the next day, I said, how'd you feel? He said, great, except for one pitch. And that one pitch was a two-run blast, I believe hit by Chris Newell. I'm going to double-check that right now for you. And yes, it was. Chris Newell was the one who hit the two-run blast in the first inning of game one. And those were the only two runs that Jones gave up. Here's the pitch. misses outside. Cerda thought that he was able to frame it for strike three, but full count. Three, two from the southpaw. Misses inside, ball four. Nevin draws a two-out walk. He's the first base runner of the day and the cleanup batter and designated hitter. Iron Lorenzo steps to the plate.
Lorenzo.
The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Infield shading to the left. The pitch from Jones is foul tipped behind the plate. Jones throws a fastball, curveball, cutter, and changeup. Lorenzo batting 308 on the year. Jones checks the runner, now delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Jones strikes out the side with a walk in the middle. But we are still scoreless heading into the bottom of the first. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
No. Payroll.
Local. The Marine Geyser.
Payroll.
Playing relaxing spa music.
Business owners have questions.
Hey, Martin. So glad you're here.
I can chat about payroll.
When you trust your business to your local Valley Strong Credit Union, you always have somewhere to turn. For payroll, credit, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong.
Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest, strongest cowbell, is located behind the Queen of Hill grandstands on the third base side. It's now time to give that thing a ring. Looks like Cameron and Maeve are standing by with that ring. All right, Cameron and Maeve, give that thing a big hit three times. All right, we got it going. There you go. Thank you, Cameron and Maeve. Leading on for the Vice City Rawhide. Heading to the plate, right fielder, number six, Brent Johnson.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the bottom of the first inning, scoreless so far. Brent Johnson, leadoff batter today for the Rawhide. He's batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Juan Murillo, the right-handed pitcher, on the mound. Again, he was not the original starter today for the Quakes. Here's the pitch. Missing low and in ball one. So a little look behind the curtain of how things work here in terms of media relations. We usually get the expected starters for the series before the series begins. That pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. It's either the manager sharing it with us or the other broadcaster, media relations person, is sharing it with the other broadcaster as well. So Luis Valdez, who started in game one, he was supposed to start today as that pitch misses high, but he was placed on the injured list. I did not get word on what the injury was. So because of that, Juan Murillo, who's usually in the pen, is on the mound now. The righty kicks. Pitch misses inside. Count is full. And it was David Tabrusio, who was added to the roster. I don't have his number yet, so I'm not sure when he will come in and pitch, if it'll be today, as it is a bullpen day for the Quakes. 3-2 to Johnson. swung on and missed. Strike three. He goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. Now Drew Jones, the designated hitter, batting from the right side.
Number one, Drew Jones.
First pitch to Jones. A strike on the outside corner. Due up after Jones is the second baseman, Andrew Pintar, in the cleanup spot, Christian Cerda, followed by Ronnie Polanco. Batting sixth is Juan Corniel, followed by Alvin Guzman. Eighth is Sergio Gutierrez, and Luis Rubio is batting ninth. Pitch to Jones misses a little high and outside. 1-1 count, one away. The pitch. Hard ground ball up the middle. It's snagged by the pitcher, Murillo. He picks it up and throws to first base to retired Jones. Great piece of hitting by Drew. Hard one-hopper up the middle, but somehow Murillo got his glove on it. That was really impressive reactions from Murillo there. Two down. Second baseman Andrew Pintar batting from the right side. Infield shading up the middle. Here's the pitch. The ball misses low. Catching for Murillo today is Jorge Puerta. Third baseman Kyle Nevin. The shortstop Ryan Doncone. Second baseman Kenneth Betancourt. And at first, Dayton Dooney. The pitch misses outside. In the outfield from left to right, it's Nick Bittison, Chris Newell, and Juan Alonso. Nice graphic, JT. That looks great. Here's the 2-0, fouled off out of play. As always, want to thank JT and his crew in the press box next to me for making sure the video looks good, the graphics look good, and that I look like I'm somewhat intelligent when I'm speaking during this broadcast. Those of you who are just listening at rawhidebaseball.com, I appreciate you listening as well. That pitch is fouled off down the right side again. This is the series finale between the Quakes and the Rawhide, but don't you worry, we play each other a total of 30 times this season. And the next time is about a month away when the Quakes come back to Valley Strong Ballpark. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Pintar goes down swinging. 1-2-3 inning of work for Juan Murillo. Scoreless going into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Executive Protection and Security at 559-909-1550. For any issues within the ballpark, please flag down the nearest Rawhide staff member. The list of all the rules, regulations, and policies, please refer to the back of the ticket for today's game or visit the entrance gates and look for the ticket and game policy sign. We thank you and enjoy today's game. All right, fans, if you direct your attention down the third baseline on the warning track, time now to have some fun. Time now with the Echelon Security Group race. With that, it is Dalton and Hudson. Hudson celebrating their birthday. All right, runners, are you ready? On your marks, get set, go! Looks like we got a winner, and congratulations, and we had some fun. Dalton was the winner, but happy birthday, Hudson. Congratulations to both. Enjoy your day, Hudson. To the top half for the second inning, batting for the Quakes, right fielder number 22, Juan Alonso.
Scoreless in the second. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. Brock Jones back on the mound for his second inning of work. He's facing Juan Alonso, who takes ball one low. The The pitch is swung on. One hopper to Corniel. He sets his feet. The throw to first is low, and Gutierrez can't pick it out. It's going to go to the fence, and now Alonso heading for second. The throw there in time. They got him. Wow. What a recovery. A great throw from Gutierrez. We're going to go through that one again. So Corniel, the throw was low and in the dirt. It got by Gutierrez as it bounced in the dirt. Gutierrez got there quickly to recover the ball when Alonso was trying to make it to second base. If you're watching, here's the replay. You can see it gets by him. Gutierrez able to recover quickly, and he has a cannon on him. The first pitch to Bittison is swung on and lined to the third baseman, Polanco. Really quickly want to go through that play one more time, finishing off the thought on Gutierrez. He has a cannon. Remember, he's naturally a catcher, originally from Venezuela, and there was a play last year where he caught the ball in foul territory, spun around, and threw the guy out at second. You can see his arm being shown off again today. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. So two quick outs, rather unconventional two quick outs. There's Gutierrez at first base. Off-speed pitch from Jones misses. Count is 1-1 to the batter Jorge Puerta. So it will go down as an error on the shortstop, but then Gutierrez gets the put out. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball. It's foul on the third base side. So if you're keeping score at home, write down that Alonso reached on a throwing error by the shortstop, but then out at second trying to advance on the error. Put out first base to short 3-6. And then in case you blinked and missed it, Bittison lined out to third. That's how we have two outs and nobody on in the top of the second inning. Here's the 1-2. It's fouled off. Man, with this pitch clock, I feel like I haven't breathed yet in this inning. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and nobody on. The pitch misses outside. Jones, just over 25 pitches thrown today now. The pitch just misses a little outside, I think. Puerta batting .333 on the season. Full count. There's the pitch clock. Down to 5 seconds. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Puerta thought he had ball four. Instead, he is rung up by Jeter Abdullah. 1-2-3 inning of work for Jones. We're going into the bottom of the second. Still scoreless. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
A&W Restaurants. Celebrating Tipper T. Bull's birthday. On the first base side, time for the mascot race. Looks like all the mascots participants are getting ready for this race on Tipper T. Bull's birthday. All right, are you ready? Let's do this in 3, 2, 1. Let's run those bases. Time for the mascot race held on by Tipper T. Bull. Now taken away by some fans, rolling down the third base side. All right, we got a winner of our mascot race. Congratulations. Thank you very much, Tipper T. Bull, and all your friends on the field for today's mascot race. Leading off this half inning for the Rawhide, they got the catcher, number 23, Christian Cerda.
Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning, Christian Cerda leads it off for the Rawhide. He's facing a new pitcher on the mound. Swings of the first pitch, and it's lined into center field, lands for a base hit. That's the first hit of the day off the bat of Christian Serra. First hit of the day for the Rawhide, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Now here's Ronnie Polenko batting from the right side. By the way, the new pitcher is Darlin Pinales, tall right-handed pitcher, in relief for Juan Murillo. The pitch misses outside ball one. So as I mentioned, Murillo really more like an opener instead of a starter, if you will, because of Luis Valdez's injury. Pitch to Polenko was fouled off into the netting. So Murillo, he threw one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and he struck out two. Now Pinales will work with the runner on first. Nobody out, 1-1 count. The pitch just misses outside. A big gap in left center field for Polenko. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. The 2-1. Slow ground ball. Shortstop ranges. Glove flip to second. He bare hands the throw. A pick at first base. Wow. 6-4-3. Hard ground ball up the middle. Doncon picks it up with his glove. Glove flips it to Betancourt, who catches it with his bare hands. And then the throw to first is in the dirt and picked out by Dooney. Like three trick plays in one. It's a double play, and now the bases are empty for Juan Corniel, the shortstop. The pitch misses high and outside ball one. I don't necessarily know if all of that needed to happen. It was really pretty, though. Here's the 1-0. Foul tipped, hits off the catcher, Puerta. I think the glove flip from Doncon was good and natural. I'm not sure if Betancourt necessarily needed to barehand it, but, I mean, it looked pretty and they got the outs. I guess that's what matters, right? At this level, sometimes coaches will say, we don't want you to do the fancy plays, we just want you to get the outs. But, hey, if you can execute them, why not get fancy? Here's the pitch. It comes inside and hits the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. That's the second time he's been hit in this series. And before I get roasted by Rancho fans listening, I do understand that sometimes you have to make plays like that. I'm just not sure if that one was necessary. The pitch is swung on. Shallow fly ball into center field. Newell makes the attempt. He can't get to it. He gets his glove on it, and he's upset with himself for not being able to make the play. It hung up just barely long enough for him to make an attempt. But Corniel reaches on a single. Alvin Guzman now batting from the right side. Two down, runner on first, scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch misses low, ball one. Pickoff attempt at first base. Corniel's back safely. Murillo still on the mound for the Quakes. This is his first inning of work. Big part, it's Pinales. This is his second appearance of the season. 1-0, Corniel takes off. Guzman, unable to check his swing. The throw to second is low in the dirt and not in time. Corniel steals his second base of the season. And again, it is a strike on Guzman. So it's a 1-1 count. Runner in scoring position with two outs. Pinales steps off. Infield back with two outs. The pitch misses high. Two balls, one strike. There's a gap down the left field line. Guzman batting .217 on the year, 2-1. Misses just in. Gorniel, a decent-sized lead at second. If a ball is hit to the outfield, he should be able to score with it being two outs. The pitch. There's a strike, and Guzman knew it. Count is now full. Rawhide wearing their alternate uniforms today, the cream pants with red jerseys and black socks if they have their pants hiked up like Guzman does. He usually has his pant legs down. Payoff pitch. It's swung on and fouled. Down the right field side, Corniel was off on the pitch. Usually you'll hear me say that a runner will be off with two outs and full count, but it's usually not when it's only a runner on second, but I like the aggressiveness of Corniel. We'll see if he does it again. Payoff pitch again. Outside, ball four. Guzman draws a walk to make it runners on first and second with two outs for Sergio Gutierrez, the first baseman. Remember, he had the nice play in the last half inning to recover a ball that was in the dirt and got by him. And he was able to throw out Alonso at second base. Two outs, runners on first and second. First pitch to Guti. Misses inside, ball one. Infield shifting to the right against him. Outfield slightly to the left as Bittison now takes a few more steps down the left field side. Pinales sets, glove at his ear, and kicks. And the pitch misses inside again. .20 count. The pitch to Gutierrez is fouled off. Count is 2-1 now. .21 to Gutierrez. Coming inside, gets by the catcher, and the runners will advance 90 feet. It's now 2 runners in scoring position in a 3-1 count. Hitters count for Guti. 2 runners in scoring position because of the wild pitch. The 3-1 swung on, deep fly ball to right field. Gutierrez, a 3-run blast in the Rawhide lead, 3-0. Sergio Gutierrez, his first hit of the season. It's a 3-run blast. That'll bring up the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes to check in with Pinales. It is two outs, nobody on now for Luis Rubio, who'll be batting from the right side. So Sergio Gutierrez, two nights ago that he was at first base. And during batting practice, he told me, "Are you ready for the first home run of the season for the Rawhide?" And I said, "Yes, of course I am." And of course he meant that he was going to hit it. Ended up being Christian Cerda who had that hit that day for the first home run of the season. But now Gutierrez finally has his first home run of the year. It is his first hit of the season as well, only his third game in 2023. So Goody was off by just one hit, or one day, I should say. And now here's Luis Rubio as the pitch misses outside. And by the way, it was 105 off the bat. It traveled 393 feet. You knew it immediately off the bat, and so did Goody. The 1-0 to Rubio was a strike. Rubio, the left fielder, batting 200 on the year. Line drive caught by Pinales. It was right back at him. He was just defending himself with the glove. He didn't even know that he caught it. He looked on the ground to see where the ball was. Turns out it was in his glove. So it's a little bit of a scary moment, but able to protect himself. Good piece of hitting by Rubio, but he is out to end the inning. But the Rawhide lead 3-0, thanks to Sergio Gutierrez's first hit of the season. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Time out for the helmet shuffle. Listen to the video board. We got three helmets, 1, 2, and 3, getting sent. Section number 206, you got helmet number 1. Section 208, helmet number 2. And section number 3, rather hat number 3, it's section 210. All right, there we go. Here's the shuffle going on right now. Who is the winner? Here we go. We're going to find out right now. The winning number is... number 1. By the way, the winner is Birthday Boy, Tipper T. Bull. Congratulations to winning.
Top of the third inning, Rawhide lead 3-0. And Brock Jones back on the mound for his third inning of work. He's facing Dayton Dooney, the first baseman today. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Southpaw delivers. The pitch is fouled off and it hits the umpire, Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. And here comes the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, Connor Oates, to check in on him. Going to bring him some water as well. Since 2012, Roaster Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at your local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Jabril Jeter-Abdullah is okay. He's back behind the plate. He's been taking a beating this series. He's been hit in the head or the face mask twice. I think that one hit him right in the gut. Just taking a beating behind the plate. It is an 0-2 count, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Brock Jones strikes out Dooney for the first out of the third. It's another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room. That's the fifth strikeout of the day for Jones. Pitch to Betancourt, misses outside, ball 1. Betancourt, the second baseman this afternoon for the Quakes. The pitch, Line towards center field. Guzman coming in. It's going to land in front of him for a base hit. And that is the first hit of the day for the Quakes. Comes off the number 9 batter's bat, Kenneth Betancourt. Here's the top of the order, Ryan Duncone. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat against Jones. Rawhide still lead 3-0. One away, runner on first in the third. Jones just over 35 pitches now. Here's the pitch. It misses high. And that was actually his 35th pitch of the evening, or afternoon, I should say. So used to 6:30 starts, but every single Sunday start will be 12:05 this year at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 1-0. Line towards right. Johnson coming in. It'll land in front of him for a hit. Back-to-back singles for the Quakes. Makes it runners on first and second and one away. Here's Chris Newell.
Center fielder, Chris Newell.
Infield in for a double play depth. Wind starting to pick up just a tad in Visalia. It's blowing out towards right field. Jones looking at the runner on second. Now delivers a strike on the high outside corner. Jones, 6'1", 180 pounds. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Drafted in the 16th round of 2019. He steps off and fakes a throw to second, but no middle infielder was there. Brock Jones went to W.F. West High School in Washington. 0-2. Check swing, slow ground ball. Second baseman Pintar is there. Flipped to second, on to first. It is not in time. Newell, the speedy center fielder, batting from the left side, just barely able to beat it out. Tough play. Pintar was right by second. He might have been able to touch second himself and make the throw, but I really don't think it would have been much faster if he did that. Again, it was hit so slowly, Pintar had to come in. He was almost even with the base path when he made that play. It's one of those situations where you can critique it as much as you want, but I just don't know if it would have made a difference. They did get an out, so two away and runners on the corners for Kyle Nevin, who takes ball one in the dirt. Except they're saying he did go around, and the peel down to Andrew Schrock on the bases says he went. So 0-1 count. The runner on third is Kenneth Betancourt. The runner on first is Newell. Pitch is popped up first base side behind our grandstands. Nevin walked in his first at-bat against Jones. And time was called. They're saying it was a pitch clock violation on Jones, so it's a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runners in the corners. Rawhide lead by 3 in the third. The pitch popped up. Shallow right field, Johnson coming in. Makes the catch to end the inning. Jones able to get out of it. Rawhide still lead by 3 going into the bottom of the third. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the Lawrence Tractor Races to be on the video board here in just a few seconds. All right, let's find out where we're at here with the tractors. Or Section 205, you will have the Gator. Section 207, the Lawnmower. And Section 209, you will have the Tractor. All right, are we ready? Once again, 205, the Gator, 207, the Lawnmower, and 209, the Tractor. Get ready, set, go. And they are off, making their way to first base. This time it's led by the Gator, now taken away by the Tractor on second base. Here we go. Halfway point of our race, Lawnmower all the way back. Now the Gator has taken the lead as we approach third base. Followed by the Lawnmower. Look at this. Lawnmower has taken the lead and has won the Lawrence Tractor race. Section 207. You are the winner. Representative of the Rawhide making the way in just a few moments to help you out with your prize. Congratulations. Now battling right fielder Brent Johnson.
The leadoff batter Brett Johnson at the plate. Top of the fourth inning, he swings and misses at the first pitch from Pinales, who's in his second inning of work. The Rawhide lead 3-0 in the bottom of the third. I'm sorry, I think I said top of the fourth earlier. It is the bottom of the third inning. There's a strike. Count is now 0-2. Johnson struck out in his first at-bat, but this is the first time he's facing Pinales. Here's the pitch. Pitch that misses inside. The 1-2 to Johnson is fouled off behind home plate. Pinales, 20 years old, 6'4", 240 pounds, tall right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. One, two, misses high. This is his second appearance of the season. He pitched in game one of this series. Through 2 2/3 innings, gave up 5 runs, 4 of them earned off of 4 hits and 4 walks. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Johnson goes down for the first out of the third. And in that first game of the series, Pinales struck out 3 batters, but opponents batted 364 against him. Here's Drew Jones batting from the right side. One away, nobody on. The pitch misses outside. Rawhide still lead 3-0. It was thanks to a 3-run blast hit by Sergio Gutierrez. That was not only his first home run of the season, but his first hit. But it is a pass ball on the catcher Puerto. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide now. One away. They lead by 3. The pitch just misses low. Two, one, missing outside, ball 3. Hitters count for the second baseman. He's batting 269 on the season. Pinales kicks. Popped up shallow center field. Newell coming in and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Jones retreats back to second base. Here comes Christian Cerda batting from the right side. He's singled in the second inning for the first hit of the day. there to the catcher this afternoon for the Hyde. Pinellas delivers a pitch outside. So Pinellas has faced everyone in the lineup now. Glove at his ear. He kicks, and Cerda tries to check his swing, but he does go around. 1-1 count, two away still. Pinellas delivers a pitch low and gets by the catcher Puerta again, and Jones takes off for third. That one should be a wild pitch. It was low. It is officially a wild pitch, but just like that, another run for the Rawhide just 90 feet away. 2-1 count for Cerda, two away. Infield is back and shading to the left with two outs. Outfield, a big shift to the right. The pitch. Outside, ball three. Hitters count for the catcher now. Three-one to Cerda. Outside, ball four. Second walk given up this inning by Pinellas. Third of the day. Runners on the corners, two away for Ronnie Polanco. Drew Jones, the runner on third. On first is Christian Cerda. Polanco hit the hard ground ball up the middle that ended up being a double play back in the last inning. Pitch misses outside, ball one. On deck is Juan Corniel. Rawhide lead 3-0 in the bottom of the third. One oh, fouled off into the netting behind home plate. One ball, one strike. Looks like there's some movement in the pen for the Quakes. The pitch. Tries to check his swing on a high pitch, and he does. No appeal down. Two, one. Coming high and in. Almost got by the catcher, Puerta. Great job to pop out of his squat to be able to get there. Hitters count for Polanco, though if I were him, I'd be selective. 3-1, two down. Runners in the corners. Pinellas having a little bit of control issues right now. 3-1, low and outside, ball four. The bases are loaded for the Rawhide with two outs as Juan Corniel steps to the plate. And here's Sean Coyne, the pitching coach. Again, he'll have a conversation on the mound. So here's how this inning has gone. Johnson struck out swinging. Drew Jones walked, reached second on a pass ball. Andrew Pintar then flew out to center field. Christian Cerda was at the plate when Drew Jones reached third on a wild pitch. And then Cerda was walked to make it two outs, runners in the corners. And Ronnie Polanco just walked to make it bases full and two outs in the bottom of the third inning.
Now batting for the Rawhide, shortstop, one. Corneau.
Meeting on the mound is over, and we are ready for Juan Corneau, a switch hitter batting from the left. First pitch to him is popped up, shallow left field. Bittison coming in, the shortstop Doncone coming out. No one's going to get to it. Two runs will score, and Corneau is standing on first with what I assume will be ruled a two RBI single. Just placed perfectly in no man's land. Bittison came in, Doncone and Nevin went out. And I don't think anyone was going to be able to make that play. Jones scores from third. Cerda scores from second. Let's take a look at this one. And it looked like maybe Doncone was calling for it. He put his hand out trying to make the play, but he was unable to get a glove on it. Polanco is now standing on third. And again, Corneau standing on first with what is ruled with officially a hit, a two RBI single for Corneau, and that will be the day for Pinellas. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They will inherit. Runners on the corners with two outs and the Rawhide leading 5-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
We always knock down webs as part of our service. Make your home a pest-free zone. Call ResCom to the rescue. Ants out of control? Call ResCom. Bryce Cucamonga now pinching number 10, Dave Emmett. Center fielder. Alvin Guzman.
New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Gabe Emmett. He's in relief for Pinellas. He inherits runners on the corners and two outs. The Rawhide leading by 5 in the bottom of the third. And Alvin Guzman at the plate. On third, Ronnie Polanco. On first, Juan Corneau. First pitch from Emmett to Guzman bounces in front of the plate. Nice stop by Puerta. He didn't even go down into a hockey block. He just tried to pick it, and he didn't do so cleanly, but he was able to keep it in front and save a run. Pinellas still responsible for Polanco on third, who walked, and Corneau on first, who had the two RBI single. Rawhide lead by 5. 1-0 count to Guzman, the pitch. Fouled off behind the plate. Corneau takes off. The pitch gets by the catcher. Here comes Polanco. No throw home. The Rawhide lead is 6-0. Corneau was off on the pitch. He should get a stolen base for that. But on the wild pitch, Polanco scores the 6th run of the game for the Rawhide. Still a runner in scoring position for Guzman. 2 away, 6-0 in the bottom of the third. The pitch from Emmett. Swung on and missed. Count is now 2-2. It's a nice off-speed pitch from Emmett. Emmett, 21 years old, 6'5". Says he's 175 pounds. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman goes down swinging to end the inning, but not before the Rawhides score another three runs. They lead 6-0 going into the fourth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Our grounds crew, and provided bullets prepared by Kennel Apparel, your local store for all your embroidery, screen, 3D, promotional product needs. Visit kennelapparel.net or give them a call at 559-733-7020. Kennel Apparel. Top half of the fourth inning, batting for the Quakes. Designated hitter, they're on Lorenzo.
Brock Jones back on the mound for the Rawhide in the top of the fourth inning. He's facing Thyrone Lorenzo, who takes ball one low. Rawhide leads 6-0. Pitches a strike. A ball. Count is 2-0. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to upstage Jeter Abdullah. I quite frankly agree with his. That's a strike with his strike zone. But he just calls for a ball so quickly. I think it's him calling for a strike. And he doesn't only call it quickly, but loudly as that pitch is fouled down the third base side. Most umpires go a little bit quieter or don't say anything at all, but or at least I can't hear it through the crowd mic, but here at Valley Strong Ballpark with how close we are, I'm able to hear it very well, so I beg your pardon. I'm not trying to upstage him. The 2-2 line down the right field side, Johnson giving chase into the corner and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the first out of the inning.
Right fielder, Juan Alonso.
At the plate now is Juan Alonso. He had the ground ball to the shortstop, Corny Yell, that he reached on the air. The pitch is lined fair down the left field side. It'll roll all the way into the corner. Alonso rounding first, heading for second. Rubio gets it in to hold him to a one-out double. Perfectly placed on the left field side. Just barely fair.
Left fielder Nick Bennison.
That's the first extra base hit of the day for the Quakes. Runner in scoring position, and Nick Bennison is now batting from the right side. Bittison lined out to third in his first at bat, and that pitch comes in and hits his back leg. Looked like a cutter from Jones that just got away from him. Runners on first and second.
Now batting is the catcher, Jorge Puerta.
Here comes Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, having a quick conversation with Jones on the mound. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is brought to you by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Brock Jones exactly at 50 pitches now, and there is some movement in the Rawhide pen. A right-handed pitcher is starting to throw. I think it's Eric Mendez, if I was going to guess. He's just starting to throw. He's not even on the bump in the bullpen just yet.
Fourth on the batter for the Quakes.
All right, we are ready for Jorge Puerta batting from the right side. The runner on second is Alonso. On first is Bittison. Puerta struck out looking in his first at-bat against Jones. One down, Rawhide lead by six in the fourth. The pitch. Deep fly ball to left field. Rubio going back. He's at the wall. Makes the catch along the warning track. For the second out of the inning, the runners retreat back to their respective bases. Puerta gave that one a ride. Off the bat, it looked good, but Rubio was playing back and able to get there rather easily. Rubio is naturally a middle infielder. That's where he grew up playing and really didn't play outfield until I think last year. I don't remember him going into the outfield when he was with the Rawhide in 2021. At the plate now is Dooney batting from the right side. Two outs, the pitch, misses low, ball one. So focusing in on Rubio, he was not with the Rawhide last year, but he did play with the Rawhide for, I think it was 3 weeks in 2021 before he was sent back to the Arizona Complex League. He would have started the season, or at least came to Visalia at some point last year if it wasn't for his wrist and hand injury. The pitch. Line towards right center field. Guzman coming over. A diving play. Oh, my goodness. Alvin Guzman looking like Superman out in right center field. Robbing Dooney of extra bases and an RBI. Because of that, the Rawhide still lead 6-0. What a play by Alvin Guzman. We're going into the bottom of the fourth. Rawhide lead by six. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
That you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Ladies and gentlemen, check the video board. You may be a star this evening. It is time now for the world-famous Kiss Cam. This is where you pucker up, give your partner a kiss. Don't be shy. Yeah, you're on the video board. This is where you give a kiss to your partner. There you go. Take that hat off. There you go with a nice kiss. Pucker up. It's your turn. Good job, everybody. Keep it going. The Kiss Cam. Is that us on the screen? Kiss Cam. Thank you, everyone, for participating in today's Kiss Cam. Now, Valley, first one's one. Sergio Gutierrez.
First pitch swinging is Gutierrez. He misses. Count is 0-1. Back on the mound for the Quakes is Gabe Emmett. Bottom of the fourth inning, Rawhide lead 6-0. Gutierrez takes ball one inside. He's able to get out of the way of it. Gutierrez had the three-run blast in the second to start things off for the Rawhide. That was his first hit of the season. A three-run blast, no doubter, over the right field wall. The pitch misses low, ball two. Emmett, the third pitcher of the afternoon for the Quakes. He came in the last inning for Pinales, who gave up the 6 earned runs in an inning and 2/3. The pitch misses low. Count is 3-1. Gutierrez is a switch hitter for the Rawhide, batting from the left against the right-handed pitcher. 3-1. Misses low, ball 4. Gutierrez leads off the 4th inning with a walk, and now Luis Rubio is batting from the right side. Now Rubio did not reach in his last at-bat, but he hit the ball really well. It was a line drive right back up the middle to Pinales, who was on the mound at the time. And it was hit so hard that Pinales wasn't really even trying to catch the ball. He was just trying to defend himself as Rubio takes ball 1 high. So Pinales had the ball in his glove, and then he looked around on the grounds thinking that he didn't even catch it. Then he looked in his glove and realized, oh, I have the ball. Okay, out number 3. As that pitch misses low and outside ball 2. Rubio, originally from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent in 2018. He squares to bunt, pulls back. Gutierrez gets back to first base in time. The throw down from Puerta. Three balls, no strikes. And he takes ball 4. Rubio was taking all the way. Back-to-back walks given up by Emmett to make it runners on first and second. Nobody out as Brett Johnson comes to the plate.
Now batting is right fielder Brett Johnson.
Johnson has struck out twice today. First pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. Emmett, 21 years old, originally from Sacramento, California. Signed by the Dodgers in 2021, the pitch misses low. Drafted in the 19th round out of Folsom Lake Community College in California. One ball, one strike. The pitch from Emmett. Strike inside corner. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Emmett misses in the dirt. Ball 2. Runner on second. Sergio Gutierrez on first is Luis Rubio. They both have walked. Two count, nobody out. Emmett kicks. Ball 3. This is Emmett's 3rd appearance on the season for the Quakes. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Johnson goes down swinging for the 3rd time today. That is the 1st out of the inning, and now Drew Jones is batting from the right side.
Designated hitter, Drew Jones.
Jones today has grounded out to the pitcher and also walked. It is 1:17 local time. Been playing for about 1 hour and 10 minutes now. Pitch from Emmett. Misses low, ball 1. Runner on second, still Gutierrez, and on first is Rubio. 1 away for the Rawhide as they lead by 6 in the 4th inning. The pitch swung on and missed. One. Misses low, ball 2. Emmett has not allowed an earned run this season. That pitch misses inside, but he does have a loss because he's given up one unearned run in 2 1/3 innings. Entering today's game, he did not give up a hit. And he walked only one batter while striking out a batter so far this season. Again, that was entering today's game. The pitch misses inside, ball four, and just like that, the bases are loaded for the second time today for the Rawhide on walks. And now Andrew Pintar batting from the right side. He's looking for his first RBI of the season. Great opportunity to get it here. Sean Coyne, the pitching coach, will come out and have a conversation with Emmett. Sergio Gutierrez is on third. Luis Rubio is on second. Andrew Jones is on first. Andrew Pintar will be the batter. Pintar batting 269 on the year, looking for his first RBI of the season. There is movement in the pen now. It said number 40, which there is not a number 40 on the roster that I have, which means I think it's going to be David Tiburcio, but I could be very wrong. Andrew Pintar batting from the right side. Bases are full. One down in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to him is a strike. So the reason why I think it'll be the new player, Tiburcio, is because he was not assigned a number when he was first transferred here. At least weren't told the number. So because of that, I'm going to assume it's him, as that pitch is a strike. Now an 0-2 count. Pintar today has struck out and flied out to center field. No balls, two strikes. Emmett kicks. Low in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Puerta, to keep it by home plate. Everyone stays where they are. A ball and two strikes. Infield at double play depth, shading slightly to the left, outfield to the right. The pitch. Low and inside, 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Pintar goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout of the inning as well for Emmett. Bases are still full, and Christian Cerda stepping to the plate. He has singled and walked today. Every runner on the bases has walked in this inning. And Emmett steps off, which is why you heard him call, not him, but Judah Abdullah call for time. First pitch to Cerda. Swung on and tapped foul, third base side. One, low and outside. Bases still juiced for the Rawhide. Two outs now. A base hit to the outfield should score two. Luis Rubio is the runner on second. He runs well, especially with two outs. The pitch misses low, ball two. Here's the pitch. Tapped foul. Yeah. two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rawhide lead by six in the fourth. Pitch to Cerda, low in the dirt, ball three with the full count. The runners will be off on the pitch. It's Gutierrez on third, Rubio on second, and Jones on first. All three of them have walked in this inning. Glove at the belt. 3-2. Fouled off as the runners were off on the pitch. And Gutierrez needs to be careful at third. Taking off on the pitch, he was over halfway towards home plate by the time the ball was hit. He could be drilled there. There's a hard hit ball in foul territory. Runners will be off again. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Don Cullen picks it up. The throw to first will end the inning. The Rawhides strand the bases full, but they do still lead by six heading into the fifth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
CSDA Pasture, we have it supplied for Lakewood. Friends and their owners, your
mom and dad. CSDA Pasture. On a Sunday afternoon.
Well, I mean, to get some vehicles moved, we're getting the license plates right now. We don't want you to have your car towed or pick up. All right, here's that license plate number. It's 8A, as in Adam, X-Ray Sam, and it's 208. Looks like it's a pickup. White GMC pickup, and he get that move. We don't want to get pulled. Top half of the fifth inning. Second baseman, Dennis Benchencourt.
First pitch swing is Benchencourt. Popped up into right center field, and Guzman makes the catch for the first out. One pitch, one out for Jones, who's back on the mound for the fifth inning. If he can get through this inning, he'll be in line for the win. He's at 54 pitches. I think he's going to be held to 60. The pitch is swung on towards center field. Guzman coming in, but it lands in front of him for a base hit. John Cohn is now 2-for-3 today.
Heading to the plate is center fielder, Chris Newell.
Chris Newell batting from the left. It is Eric Mendez warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch, missing high and inside. Newell today has struck out and also hit a ground ball to second. You can see the feet of Eric Mendez warming. And then his arm because of the American Business Machine sign there. That pitch almost hits Newell. He had to duck out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Rawhide lead 6-0 in the top of the fifth. Fouled off. 2-1 count now. Infield shading to the right. Jones kicks. Off speed, that misses high. 3-1 count. Jones so far today has given up 4 hits and walked 1 batter while striking out 5. Hitters count. The 3-1 misses high, ball 4. Make it 2 walks on the day for Jones. And Christian Serrett is going to come out and have a quick conversation with Jones. Next up for the Quakes is Kyle Nevin. And here comes D. Garner, the manager for the Rawhide. That will be the day for Brock Jones. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Should be Eric Mendez on the mound for the Rawhide. He will inherit runners on first and second with one out in the top of the fifth inning, and the Rawhide leading by 6. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
ResCom Pest Control and protecting customer homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye Bugs. For the Rawhide, now pitching number 29, Eric Mendez. Valley third baseman Kyle Nevin.
New pitcher on the mound is Eric Mendez for the Rawhide. He's in relief for Brock Jones. Inherits Duncone on second and Newell on first. At the plate is Kyle Nevin. First pitch swinging and he misses. Count is 0-1. Mendez originally from Aruba. This is his third season with the Rawhide. Here is the pitch. A strike on the low outside corner, although Nevin doesn't like that call. No balls, 2 strikes. Mendez has a fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup. Mendez first came to the Rawhide halfway through in 2021, spent all of last year here, and starts here again, hoping to see him get moved up to Hillsboro soon. The 0-2 misses outside, ball 1. Mendez also represented the Netherlands in the World Baseball Classic this year. One-two. Lined very foul towards the Budweiser red zone down the left field side. Mendez, glove at the belt. He checks the runner on second, peers in and delivers, and it's fouled off. Mendez, this is his third appearance of the season. He's thrown 3-2/3 scoreless innings. giving up two hits, hitting a batter, but no walks, striking out seven. Great start for the right-handed pitcher. 1-2. Grounded foul again, third base side to the Rawhide dugout. Still a 1-2 count to Nevin. He's been dangerous so far this season. The pitch misses high. Nevin entering the game batting .455. That's good enough for the third best average in the California League. The pitch low and outside. Count is full now with one away. Infield at double play depth, although the first baseman Gutierrez just about even with the base path. Payoff pitch. Line towards right field. It'll land for a base hit. They're going to send Don Cone. Here's the throw from Johnson. It is cut off by Gutierrez. And the Quakes are on the board. 6-1 ball game. An RBI single for Kyle Nevin. His seventh RBI of the year. Newell advances to second. And Lorenzo, the designated hitter, stepping to the plate. It was not a very hard hit ball by Nevin, but it did the job. It sounded like it was off the end of the bat. Because of that, landed in shallow right field. First pitch is a strike on the low inside corner. Lorenzo does not like that call. Oh, 1. Misses. Again, Mendez originally from Aruba, but he spends his off season in the Dominican Republic where he's able to train. The 1-1. Ground ball through into right field, a base hit. They're going to send Newell. The throw goes to third, and it gets by the third baseman, Polanco. No one's there to get it, and 2-run score on the play. We'll go through it again. RBI single for Lorenzo. The throw from Johnson is cut off by the shortstop, Corniel. He fires it to third. The throw gets by Polanco, and no one was there to back it up. Because of that, Nevin is able to score. There should be an error somewhere on that play. But 2-run score on it as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come have a conversation. If you're watching an MLB TV, you can see what I'm talking about there where the throw got by the third baseman, Polanco. Lorenzo is standing on second. He advanced to second on the throw. He will get one RBI on the play. One down, runner on second, but it is a 6-3 ball game now. Right, waiting to see who they gave the error to. I think it'll be on the shortstop, Corniel, on a throwing error. Pitch misses low, ball 1-2, Juan Alonso, and just got the text from our official score. It is officially a hit and an error, so he gets an RBI. And then it is a throwing error on the shortstop, Corniel. That's the second error of the day for the Rawhide. The pitch comes in for a strike. 1-1 count. The pitch just misses low, off speed from Mendez. Alonso has hit a ground ball to short and also doubled today. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, runner on second. Mendez delivers. A pitch low in the dirt, ball 3. Payoff pitch. Fouled off first base side. A little bit of a sloppy inning so far, although three hits for the Quakes and a walk given up by Jones. 6-3 ball game, top of the fifth. Mendez delivers a pitch that just misses inside. Looked really good from here. But Alonzo draws a one-out walk. Runners on first and second now as Nick Bittison comes to the plate. I think it was a little bit inside, but some umpires will give you that corner. The pitch to Bittison misses outside ball one. Still a really pretty pitch from Mendez. Bittison today has lined out to third and also been hit by a pitch. Here's the 1-0. Fouled off down the first base side. Bittison had the day off today. He's in left field. When I first saw Bittison play back in 2018, he was a catcher. Signed to go play at Virginia Tech. He swings and misses at that pitch. Count is 1-2. We saw him work in at third and in left field for the Nashua Silver Knights, a summer collegiate baseball team in Nashua, New Hampshire. And all of a sudden, I see him here in Visalia with the Quakes playing in the outfield. Here's the 1-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Bittison goes down looking for the second out of the inning, although Serra couldn't hold on to the ball, but the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah, still rings up Bittison for the second out of the fifth. Strikeout, as always, is brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. The Mill in crust, we trust. Jorge Puerta comes to the plate batting from the right. Runners on first and second. The pitch is a strike on the low outside corner. Puerta struck out looking in his first at bat and is also flied out to left. There's a strike on the outside corner. Mendez now finding a groove here. He's thrown a lot of pitches so far in this inning. It's 25, so I doubt he'll come back out. Here's the pitch. High fly ball into left field. Rubio going back. He's at the warning track and makes the catch one step in front of the video board to end the inning. But the Quakes do get on the board. It's a 6-3 ball game Rawhide lead. We're halfway through this one, going into the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
A&W Restaurants, Valley Children's Hospital as well. Just having a good time today. Good afternoon. Here with Tipper Team birthday for celebration day, these friends. Oh, don't forget, fans, Haskell's beat depot out in right field. Look for their table. They're having having the raffles to sign up. What a great prize here in this afternoon while you join this game. Let's move to the bottom half of the Fan Valley for the Rawhide. Now Valley News tonight's In and Out. To rather this afternoon, In and Out Burger, double-double Valley. Third base run, Ronnie Polanco.
bottom of the fifth inning, Rawhide still leads 6-3. And Ronnie Polanco at the plate. He swings at the first pitch. Slow ground ball. Second baseman Betancourt gobbles it up. The throw to first. One away. One pitch, one out for Joel Ibarra, new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch to Juan Corniel is a strike on the inside corner. Corniel, the switch hitter, batting from the left against the new right-handed pitcher. Ibarra is the fourth pitcher of the afternoon for the Quakes. Bouncing ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Duncone keeps his feet moving. The throw to first is in time. Close play. Nice strong throw from Duncone. Two away. And here is Alvin Guzman batting from the right.
Center fielder Alvin Guzman.
Can close the book on Gabe Emmett. He did not give up a run or a hit, but he did walk three in his one inning of work. Meanwhile, he struck out three. First pitch is a strike. This is a bullpen day for the Quakes. And fourth pitcher in five innings. That pitch misses low. The reason it was a bullpen day is Luis Valdez was originally going to be the starter. But then he was placed on the injured list on Wednesday, I believe it was. So because of that, bullpen day is Juan Murillo got the start but only pitched one inning. Two balls, one strike, two away, nobody on to the center fielder Guzman, who made a fantastic catch back in the fourth inning. That was your electric play of the game brought to you by Geiger Electric. 2-1, he tries to check his swing. He does not go, according to Andrew Schrock on the bases. The pitch is fouled off his front foot. Guzman does have a protector on that leg, but still going to have to shake that one off. Ibarra, right-handed pitcher, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Signed as an international free agent in 2019 out of Mexico. Pitch to Guzman, misses low, ball four. Guzman draws a two-out walk. He's the first base runner of the fifth. Rawhide lead by three as Sergio Gutierrez bats now from the left side.
Sergio Gutierrez.
Gutierrez had the three-run blast in the second inning, which made it a 3-0 ball game. That was his first hit of the season. Ibarra kicks. Guzman takes off on the first pitch, and Gutierrez fouls it off, so Guzman will go back to first base. I have it written down in my scorebook that Guzman doesn't have a stolen base, and that sounds so impossible with his speed, but double-checking the stat sheets, and it's right. He doesn't have one yet this season. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Guzman so fast. He showed off his speed earlier today with a diving catch in right center field, leaving his feet like Superman. 0-1 misses outside. Just hasn't had an opportunity to steal yet. Doesn't even have an attempt on the year. One ball, one strike. Two away. The pitch to Gutierrez comes inside and misses. 2-1. Two, one is a strike on the inside corner, and Gutierrez will call for time. Ibarra, 1-0 on the year, has not given up an earned run. through five innings of work this season. This is his third appearance out of the pen. The 2-2 swung on and missed strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging to end the inning. Rawhide still lead by three as we head into the sixth. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Rawhide fans get $20 bonus cash when you join the Summit Club at Eagle Mountain Casino. Still the People's Casino. Must be 21 years of age or older. Prize of tonight's lucky number include one free medium ice cream from Almirall Ice Cream. Still have it roll by, then visit their downtown Visalia location on Church Street. Almirall Ice Cream. Fresh hand roll ice cream is how they roll. Now let's open up this lucky number scorecard. Today's first winners, Almirall Ice Cream, lucky number 1469. Visalia Hyundai, 1588. Centino's Barbershop, 1410. Farmers Insurance Agent Danielle Griffiths, 1432. Ticket Smarter, 1643. And Taylor Brothers Hot Dogs, and that winning number goes to 1629. Congratulations. Yeah, these winning numbers head on over to the general store to claim your prize. More lucky numbers coming up in the seventh inning. For the Rawhide now pitching number 32, Billy Corcoran.
Top of the sixth inning, Billy Corcoran, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He's in relief for Eric Mendez. This call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bucks. Want to go back to the last half inning. I beg your pardon. I said that Ibarra was on the mound for the Quakes. It was actually Tiburcio, and I should have figured that out, but had the wrong name. We'll go through the reasoning behind it. As the first pitch is swung on, popped up right field side, and it will land in the CSDA pasture. Foul ball. It's Dayton Juni at the plate. So if you remember about an inning ago, I was saying that number 40 was warming in the pen for the Quakes, and I assumed it was Tiburcio because he did not have a number assigned to him. Here's the 0-1, misses outside. Count is 1-1. In between half innings, I had to go talk to our official score about something really quick, and because of that, I came back. All of a sudden, saw there was a new pitcher on the mound. Look at the game stats, and I thought that I saw Ibarra was listed as the pitch is swung on and missed, and that's what they did. They just put in a random pitcher until they could figure out who it was. Once they figured it out, they changed it, but I unfortunately did not see that. So I do beg your pardon. It was Tiburcio who pitched in the last half inning for the Quakes. It is Corcoran on the mound for the Rawhide. I can confidently say that. Two balls, two strikes to Dooney. The Rawhide lead 6-3 in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch misses just high, ball three. Corcoran was slated to piggyback off of Brock Jones today. Wanted to give him a clean inning, so that's why Mendez came in the last inning. The pitch is fouled off down the first base side, and I think he will need a new bat, and that's where he's going now. So Mendez came in to finish off the fifth inning. He threw two-thirds of an inning, giving up two hits, one run, but it's not earned, so his ERA stays at zero. He walked a batter while striking out one, and then we can close the book on Brock Jones. Jones, the starter, threw four and a third. Four hits, two earned runs, walked two while striking out five. Now Corcoran on the mound for the Rawhide, third pitcher of the afternoon for the Hide. Visalia leads 6-3. If they can hold on to this lead, they will split the series with the Quakes. Of course, the Quakes, if they win today, they will win the series 4-2. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Dooney goes down for the first out of the sixth. That's another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the Mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm-fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Kenneth Betancourt at the plate, batting from the right. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Corcoran working quickly. Another strike inside corner. No balls, two strikes, one out. Hard ground ball, ranging the third baseman. He can't get to it, but Corniel is there to back him up. The throw to first, in time, two down. Two away in the top of the order. Ryan Duncan steps to the plate. He has two hits on the day. Takes ball one inside. Corcoran, 6'8", 220 pounds. He'll turn 24 this year in August. The pitch is fouled down the left field side. He was signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks, but in high school, he was drafted by the Rangers in the 36th round, but elected to go to school at Pittsburgh instead. 1-1. Misses. Ball two. Again, Corcoran has been piggybacking off of Brock Jones this season. Corcoran pitched in game one of the series, the 2-1. Line drive towards right. Johnson takes a step back now, takes two steps in, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Corcoran as we go into the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Because it's Tipper T-Bull's birthday. He's in the grandstand right now. We have held grandstand. As we do at all our birthday parties, the singing of happy birthday. All right, fans, are you ready? Here we go. Happy birthday. And many more. Happy birthday, Tipper. Sponsored by at a law firm. Valley Children's and A&W Restaurant. Happy birthday, Tipper. Sixth inning now batting left fielder Luis Rubio.
Luis Rubio will lead it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the sixth inning. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide lead 6-3. It is Tiburcio back on the mound for the Quakes. Rubio squares to bunt, but it's popped right back to the pitcher for the first out of the inning. Again, Tiburcio, this is his second inning of work. I do beg your pardon for having the wrong pitcher in the last inning, but he had a great first inning. Induced two ground outs, walked a batter, and struck out a batter. Now facing Brett Johnson with one away and nobody on. Pitch to the leadoff batter, misses outside. Johnson has struck out three times today, all of them swinging. Tiburcio was transferred from extended spring training when Luis Valdez was placed on the injured list. Now a 2-0 count to Johnson. Infield shifting to the right against the left-handed hitter. He takes ball three outside. 3-0. Outside ball four, a four-pitch walk given up to Johnson. Makes it a runner on first with one out. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Rawhide do lead by three. First pitch, Johnson has a large lead. Throw down to first base is not in time. We've seen that a few times for a lot of these Rawhide hitters, including Jones, who's at the plate. They'll take a huge secondary lead, looking like they're going on the pitch and having to scramble back to first base. 1-0 count to Jones, a pickoff attempt at first, and Johnson back safely diving. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Doncone, the shortstop, has it. Glove flip to second, on to first. Just in time. An inning-ending double play. 6-4-3 to end the inning. Rawhide still lead by three as we go into the seventh. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Stephanie's, thanks to Budweiser, Bud Beverage Company. Budweiser, for all that you do, this buzz for you. Brad's Crew has been provided polos prepared by Cal Apparel, your local source for all your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional product needs. Visit calapparel.net or give them a call at 559-733-7020. That is Cal Apparel. Top of the seventh, batting for Rancho Cucamonga, center fielder Chris Noel.
Billy Corcoran back on the mound for his second inning of work. He's facing Chris Newell. First pitch, misses outside ball one. Corcoran had a 1-2-3 inning of work in the sixth. Now delivers the ball low and inside, ball two. Righty delivers a pitch high and in, ball three now. Three-oh is popped up, but out of play, third base side. Newell today has walked, hit a ground ball to second. He's also struck out looking the pitch. Ball four misses outside. Newell draws a leadoff walk to start off the seventh. Rawhide do lead by three in the top of the seventh inning, although the Quakes are out hitting them 6-4. And now the dangerous Kyle Nevin batting from the right side. Had an RBI single in his last at-bat. So Corcoran will work with the runner on for the first time today as he delivers a ball high. Corcoran kicks, and the 2-0 is lined towards right center field. Guzman giving chase. He's not going to get to it. It's going to roll all the way to the wall in right center. They're holding Newell at third. And Nevin Cruz is into second base with his fourth double of the year. Two runners in scoring position now for the Quakes. They're threatening in the top of the seventh inning, trailing by three. Newell on third, Nevin on second. And here's the designated hitter and cleanup batter, Lorenzo, to the plate. Infield back. First pitch is very outside. Ball one. Again, this is Corcoran's second appearance on the year. He piggybacked off of Brock Jones in game one of this series. The pitch is fouled off. Corcoran pitched three scoreless innings in that appearance, giving up one hit and then walking a batter while striking out five. One, one. Missing outside, ball two. Wind blowing out to right now. The wind has picked up in the last 20 minutes or so. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is now 2-2. Lorenzo today has struck out swinging. He's also lined out to right and singled into right field. This is the first time he's facing Corcoran. 2-2. Misses low, ball three. Payoff pitch, lined down the right field side, a foul ball. Three balls, two strikes still, two runners in scoring position. Lorenzo at the plate represents the tying run. 3-2. Foul tipped. He stays alive. Again. Line down the right field side and lands for a base hit. That'll score one. They're going to send Nevin. Here's the throw. It's cut off. No throw to the plate. A one-run game. Two-run single for Lorenzo. Makes it 6-5 in the top of the seventh inning. Still nobody out.
Now batting is right fielder Juan Alonso.
Newell scores, so does Nevin. That brings out the pitching coach, Tyler Mark. As always, the Rawhide Mountain Visit is brought to you by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Rough start to the inning for Corcoran. He walked Chris Newell, then gave up a double to Nevin, and then a two-run single to Lorenzo. That's how it's a one-run game. 6-5 in the seventh. Rawhide lead by one. Still nobody out with a runner on first as Juan Alonso, the right fielder, steps to the plate. 2:07 local time in Visalia. We've been playing for exactly 2 hours now. A pitch misses outside, ball one. That was the 30th pitch of the afternoon for Corcoran, and that off-speed pitch is a strike on the inside corner now. Corcoran delivers. A ground ball to the second baseman. Pintar has it. Flips to second, on to first. A 4-6-3 double play. Much needed double play for Corcoran and the Rawhide. Bases are empty now. Two away for Nick Bittison, the left fielder.
Left fielder Nick Bittison.
Bittison today has lined out to third, been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out looking today. This is his first at bat against Corcoran. One run game, the pitch. A ball that misses, a little bit high and inside. There's a strike on the inside corner. Let's take a look around the Diamondbacks organization for the scores in the org. Hillsboro currently trails Everett 3-2. Amarillo lost today 11-5. Ground ball to third baseman Polanco goes right in between his legs. A two-out error, and Bittison will reach. Again, it was not a hard-hit ball to Polanco at all. He just moved his glove up too high, too soon. It went right in between his legs, but Bittison reaches on the error. That is the third error of the day for the Rawhide. Finishing off the scores around the Diamondbacks org, Sacramento leads Reno in the third, 7-2. Now Puerta, the catcher at the plate. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Bittison dancing at first. Here's the pitch. Ball that misses low. And the final score for the Diamondbacks, they take down the Marlins 5-0. That's the scores around the Diamondbacks organization. Pickoff attempt at first. Bittison back safely standing up. 6-5 ball game in the top of the seventh inning. The Rawhide were leading 6-0 in the third. Three runs scored in the fifth. Bittison takes off. The pitch is popped up in the infield. Second baseman Pintar calling everyone off. And he makes the catch on the edge of the outfield grass to end the inning. Rawhide still lead by one as we're going into the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Alcohol. It's now time to get out of those streets. Part of Timber T's Bulls birthday. Everybody has some fun. Time now for the seventh inning stretch. All right, fans. Are you ready? Stand up to say, take me out to the ball game. Everybody joining the fun. Happy birthday, Timber, and the Lycania Rawhide. Seventh inning, Valley for the Lycania Rawhide. Second baseman, Andrew Pintar.
Andrew Pintar leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the seventh inning. They do lead, but it's only by one run. Five runs have scored for the Quakes in the last two innings. First pitch to Pintar is a strike on the inside corner. All of the Rawhides, six runs came in the second and third inning. 3-3 in each inning, to be exact. Pintar swings and misses. Count is 0-2. Meanwhile, the Quakes scored three runs in the fifth and two in the seventh. Tiburcio back on the mound for his third inning of work. He pitches a ball outside. 1-2 count. Tiburcio, 21 years old, 6'2", 195 pounds, originally from New York. Pitch misses outside. This is his 2023 debut. Last year, he was in the Arizona Complex League, and the year before that, he was in the Dominican Summer League for the Dodgers. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Pintar goes down for the first out of the seventh. In September of 2020 was when Tiburcio was signed as a free agent by the Dodgers. Christian Cerda, the catcher at the plate, batting from the right side. First pitch to him, misses outside. Ball one. Cerda today has singled, walked, and grounded out to short. Tiburcio sets and delivers a strike on the outside corner. Cerda enters the game batting .217. Pitch popped up in the infield, first baseman giving chase, but I think it's going to reach the stands. No, it'll come back in play, and the catcher Puerta will make the catch. By the way, Puerta was looking at the ball, looked like he was watching it go into the stands. Instead, it's about maybe 10 feet in play, but still in foul territory. So two down. Ronnie Polanco bats from the right side. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Polanco today has walked and grounded out twice. Once to short, the other to second. He does tend to hit the ball up the middle. 0-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Misses low. Ball two. Two, one. Misses low. Ball three. Hitters count for the third baseman now. Polanco, originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 3-1 from Tiburcio is waved at and missed. Count is full with two outs. Payoff pitch. Strike three at the knees. Polanco goes down looking to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work again for Tiburcio. Rawhide still lead by one going into the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
First one is Crystal Barn. That lucky number is 1669. 1669. Tulare Meat Company, 1698. 1698. Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa, 1450 is that winning number. We got our little pizza place, 1523. Also, Valley Oaks Golf Course. That lucky number is 1569. And How We Roll Ice Cream, 1507. You have these winning numbers. Head on over to the general store to claim your prize. Don't forget to take your lucky number scorecard with you. Congratulations, winning today's lucky number scorecard. offensive changes for the Lysandia Rawhide. Now our third base, number 16, Daniel Torres. Top of the eighth inning for the Quakes, the batter first baseman, Dayton Dooney.
Dayton Dooney leads it off for the Quakes in the top of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead by one. Billy Corcoran back on the mound for the Rawhide. He delivers ball one high. New third baseman for the Hide is Daniel Torres. He's in for Ronnie Polanco. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner. 6-5, Rawhide still lead. Trying to hold on to this one-run lead in order to split this series. Here's the pitch. A strike, outside corner. Dooney today has struck out, flied out to center. Although his flyout was really more of a line out where Alvin Guzman made a diving play in right center field to rob him of extra bases. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Dooney goes down swinging to for the first out of the inning. That is the
second
strikeout of the day for Corcoran. That makes it 8 strikeouts for the Rawhide pitching staff. They are 2 away from having double digits yet again. If they can do so, it'll be their 7th consecutive game with 10 or more strikeouts as a staff. First pitch to Betancourt misses high, ball one. A tapper to the third baseman, Torres. He picks it up on the grass and can't hold on to it. Betancourt is safe. We'll see if they rule that a hit or an error. I think it'll be a hit. It would have been a really close play at first. But Daniel Torres, unable to make the play. That's how it always works, right? You enter the game and the ball is almost immediately hit to you. Fielded it about a step or two on the infield grass and just could not handle the spin. Top of the order, Doncone at the plate. He rips that one foul. 0-1 count. One away. Runner on first. Corcoran delivers. Deep fly ball to right field. Johnson takes a few steps in, makes the catch. 2 down.
Now batting is center fielder Chris Noel.
Chris Newell bats from the left side. But time is called and D. Gardner is going to come out. And I assume we'll go to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Josh Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. He'll inherit Betancourt on first with 2 outs in a 1-run game in the 8th inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
The Rawhide now pitching number 22, Josh Swales. had to play for the Quakes. Center fielder Chris Noel.
Josh Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. He inherits Betancourt on first with two outs, and Chris Newell at the plate batting from the left side. First pitch from Swales. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Swales is the fourth pitcher of the afternoon for the Rawhide in relief for Billy Corcoran, who threw 2 2/3 for the Rawhide. He is still responsible for the runner on first. But he gave up three hits and walked one while striking out two. The 0-1 misses low. Swales, 0-1 on the year, a 17-18 ERA. This is his fifth appearance out of the bullpen. 1-1. Slow ground ball. Shortstop Corniel has it. He'll set his feet. The throw to first just in time to get him and end the inning. Rawhide still lead by one, looking for an insurance run as we go into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Your catcher plays Rancho Cucamonga, now pitching number 33, Madison Jeffrey. As you reach the bottom of the eighth inning, batting from behind, shortstop Juan Corniel.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It is the bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead 6-5, looking for an insurance runner, too. New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Madison Jeffrey. Juan Corniel batting from the left side. He's 2-for-3 today. Squares to bunt, pulls back on a pitch that misses high and outside. Jeffrey in relief for DiBursio. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 1-0. Hard ground ball, foul down the first base side. Jeffrey has that very high leg kick. One ball, one strike. Wind picking up, infield shading to the right. He kicks, and the pitch misses outside ball two. The Quakes lead the series 3-2. Rawhide trying to hold on to split the series. It should be Swales back out for the ninth inning. The pitch to Corniel. Fly ball into left center field. Center fielder Newell going back and makes the catch. Right in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning. The center fielder, Alvin Guzman, comes to the plate batting from the right. He has walked twice today and has also struck out. Rawhide lead by one. One away, nobody on. Jeffrey Crick kicks. Guzman. Square to Bunny, pulled back. I think it's a ball. One oh. Misses low ball two. Two oh to Guzman, misses outside ball three. Right-handed pitcher sets. Jeffrey with the high kick. There's a strike as Guzman thought it was ball four. He'll get ready for the 3-1. Jeffrey, no wins or losses on the year. He has a 1080 ERA through two appearances. 3-1, that one definitely misses low ball four. That's the second walk given up by Jeffrey this season. Sergio Gutierrez bats from the left side. One down and a runner on first. Gutierrez today has hit the home run, walked, and struck out. Guzman the runner on first with one down. Jeffrey delivers. Guzman takes off the throw to second. Not in time. And Guzman has his first stolen base on the year. A runner in scoring position now for Gutierrez. It is 1-0 count. Pitch to Gutierrez off speed in there for a strike. 1-1 count now. Jeffrey entering the game. He's thrown two innings of work for the Quakes as the pitch misses low and outside. Giving up two earned runs off of three hits. Walking one and striking out four. Opponents are batting 375 against him so far. Again, really early in the sample size. Early in the season, small in the sample size, I should say. The 2-1, he tries to check his swing on an inside pitch. He does not go, according to Andrew Schrock, on the bases. Hitters count for Gutierrez, 3 balls and a strike. Low and gets by the catcher. Ball four. Guzman will take off for third, and Gutierrez will walk down to first base. Back-to-back walks given up by Jeffrey. It should be a wild pitch. Out. Guzman advances to third. Runners on the corners and one out for Luis Rubio. But first, the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, out to have a conversation with Jeffrey. Rubio has seen the ball well so far today. He has lined out to the pitcher, a walked, and also tried to lay down a bunt. That is Donier Sanabria running at first base. And he will more than likely stay in the game at first base for Gutierrez. So that's the day for Goody.
Attention, please. Offensive changes for the Vice City Rawhide. Now running at first base, number 9, Donier Sanabria. the batter for the Hyde. Left fielder, Luis Rubio.
Runners on the corners. And Luis Rubio batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. It misses outside, ball one. Jeffrey delivers a strike on the outside corner. Rubio entered the game batting 200 on the year. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch. Outside, ball two. Two, one. Checks his swing. The pitch is low. Now a hitter's count for the left fielder. Glove at the belt. The pitch, Sanabria takes off. The pitch is swung on and popped up down the right field side, but it will reach the grandstands. Count is full, and Sanabria will go back to first base. Wouldn't be surprised if he's off on the pitch again, especially with the full count. Payoff pitch. Misses high, ball four. The bases are loaded on walks. Alvin Guzman walked. Sanabria, who was on second, pinch running for Gutierrez, who walked. And Rubio now standing on first with the walk. The bases are loaded in the top of the order. Brett Johnson comes to the plate with one out. First pitch to Johnson misses high. He has struck out three times today, but has also drawn a walk. Corner infielders are in front of the base path. Middle infielders are back for a potential double play ball. Outfield playing the gaps. The pitch tries to check his swing on a low inside pitch, but he does go around. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch. Check swing. Slow ground ball to the third baseman. He picks it up. The throw to first. In time, they got him at first base, but a run does score, and the Rawhide have an insurance run. They lead 7-5. Johnson almost beat out the swinging bunt, but unable to do so. Still picks up an RBI, his second of the season.
Now batting for the Hyde.
Guzman scores, Sanabria moves to third, and Rubio is standing on second as Drew Jones, the designated hitter, is at the plate. Pitch to Jones, comes in, almost hits him. One oh from Jeffrey. A strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike, two outs, two runners in scoring position. And the Rawhide lead by two in the bottom of the eighth inning. Outfield shifting to the right. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Fouls it off and stays alive. 1-2. Tries to check his swing. Does he go? Yes, he did, according to Schrock on the bases. And Jones strikes out swinging to end the inning. The Rawhides do get an insurance run, and they lead by two going into the ninth. Last chance for the Quakes. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
All right, they're going to visit us from the third base side this afternoon. It is the world-famous Visalia Rawhide shutdown squad, left-handed, led by Tipper T. Bull. Top of the ninth inning. Ranger Cucamonga now batting third baseman, Kyle Nevin.
Josh Swales back on the mound for the ninth inning. The Rawhide lead by two. If they can hold on here, they will split the series with the Quakes. Up at the plate for the Quakes is Kyle Nevin, the third baseman. First pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Daniel Sanabria stays in the game at first base. He pinch ran for Sergio Gutierrez in the last half inning. 0-1, hard ground ball. Corniel tries to make the play. He can't get there. And Kyle Nevin standing on first with a leadoff single. The designated hitter, Lorenzo, steps to the plate. He represents the tying run. The Quakes need to score two or more to extend this ball game. Josh Swales and the Rawhide trying to shut it down here. And there is some movement in the pen just in case. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Swales came in the last inning with two outs and got the final out. Trying to close down the ninth here. Pickoff attempt at first, and Nevin back safely diving. Lorenzo today is 2-for-4, two singles, and is driven in two runs. It is Alfred Murillo warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 0-1 is a strike on the outside corner. Count is now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Swales kicks. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lorenzo goes down swinging for the first out of the ninth.
Right fielder Juan Alonso.
Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. For more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. One down, runner on first. And Juan Alonso batting from the right side. Rawhide need two more outs for the win as the pitch misses outside. One oh. Strike on the outside corner. Runner on first, Nevin a short lead. Swales delivers, and it's fouled off into the netting. Nevin does have one stolen base on the year in two attempts. But again, he had maybe a two-step lead off of first. The pitch misses outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt, hits off of the mask of Cerda. That allows Nevin to cruise into second. A wild pitch on Swales. That takes away the potential inning-ending double play ground ball. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Alonzo still represents the tying run. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Tying run is aboard. Runners on first and second, one away, and Nick Bittison is batting from the right side. That does put in the potential inning-ending and game-ending double play.
Nick Bittison.
And Tyler Mark will have a conversation with Swales on the mound. As always, the Sean team is a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. They are the sponsor of every Rawhide mound visit. One down, runners on first and second. It's Kyle Nevin on second and Alonzo on first. At the plate is Nick Bittison, who's looking for his first hit of the day.
Bittison, the batter for the Quakes.
Top of the ninth inning. Quakes need to score two to extend this game. Swales trying to earn his first save of the year. First pitch to Bittison. Tries to check his swing on a high inside pitch. He does go around. Oh, one count. Swales delivers. A strike on the low outside corner. Count is now 0-2. Oh, 2 to Bittison. Just misses low, ball one. Cerda unhappy with that call. One ball, two strikes, one out. That's one that the Rawhide and Swales want for sure. 1-2. Low and outside, count is even at 2-2. Right versus right matchup. Pitch to Bittison. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Bittison goes down looking for the second out of the inning.
Heading to the plate is the catcher, Jorge Huerta.
And that is strikeout number 10 of the day for the Rawhide pitching staff. Two down, Quakes down to their final out. Here's the pitch. Cold strike, high outside corner. Jorge Puerta at the plate looking for his first hit of the day. The pitch. Misses high. Count is 1-1. Runner on second, still Nevin, and on first, Alonzo. Rahe lead by two, two outs. The 1-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. The Quakes are down to their final strike. Swales looking for the save. If the Rawhide holds on here, Billy Corcoran is the winning pitcher. And the losing pitcher will be Pinales. After the series, the Rawhide go to Stockton. First game is Tuesday at 11 a.m. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. The Rawhide hold on to win 7-5. Thank you to all of you for listening and watching to today's game. If you're on MLB TV, stay tuned for the post-game interview. I'm Jill Guerin. You've been watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.